This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The Lok Sabha has approved the supplementary demands for grants, first batch for 2024-25 today. The House also gave its nod to the appropriation bill for the financial year 2024-25. Replying to the discussion, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that India is the fastest growing economy in the world and it witnessed 8.3% average GDP growth in the last 3 years. She expressed hope that the economy will continue to be in a better shape in the coming years. Countering opposition's allegations on the rising inflation in the country, the finance minister said headline retail, food and fuel inflation come down drastically in the NDA government in comparison to the previous UPA regime. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandavia flagged off the Fit India cycling drive at the Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi today. Close to 500 cycling enthusiasts joined the 3 km ride. The initiative aims at promoting cycling as a sustainable and healthy mode of transportation. Highlighting the importance of cycling, Dr. Mandavia informed that the Fit India Cycling Tuesdays, but for the convenience of cycling enthusiasts, will now be conducted on Sundays and renamed Sundays on Cycle. Doctors, journalists, teachers, corporate professionals and the youth will join for an hour-long cycling ride on Sundays, not only in New Delhi but at different parts of the country. Today's event was held simultaneously in over 1,000 locations across the nation. The bills related to One Nation, One Election have been introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Opposition sought division of votes as Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal removed the motion to introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024 in the House. 269 members have voted in favour of the introduction of the bill and 198 against it. Opposition opposed the introduction of the bills, terming it an attack on basic structure of the Constitution. They demanded to send the bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. Mr. Meghwal rejected the opposition's party's allegations, saying that these bills are not against the basic structure of the Constitution. He proposed to send these bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee. A team of journalists from Arunachal Pradesh Union of Working Journalists and Arunachal Press Club called on Governor Arunachal Pradesh Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik at Rajavan, Itanagar today. On the occasion, the governor emphasized that for a rapidly developing state like Arunachal Pradesh, the media fraternity of the state must be progressive and positive in its professional duty. He commended the media fraternity of the state for being a partner in the growth and progress of the state. The governor suggested to bring out success stories in rural areas involving women's entrepreneurship and social issues including drug addictions and health challenges. Earlier, the Arunachal Press Club President Dodum Yangpho shared the challenges and aspirations of the journalists in the state including pension schemes and exposure tours to neighboring countries. The State's Minister for Agriculture Gabriel Dewang Su, who was on a 3-day assessment of various critical developmental projects in Longding district, concluded yesterday. During his tour of the district, the minister visited Lukthaam under Zedua village of Longding and identified a site for the proposed district veterinary office cum dispensary. Wang Su directed the officers of concerned departments to expedite the preparatory work for the project and also instructed them to design the project with future expansion and additional setups in mind to ensure long-term functionality and efficiency. Mr. Wang Su also took stock of the ongoing major development projects and New Kanubari, where a significant construction work for hospital, quarters and offices of various departments is underway. In an official order dated today, the District Magistrate Upper Siang District Talo Jerang has issued a complete ban on use of firearms and air guns for hunting wild animals and birds in the entire territorial jurisdiction of Upper Siang District with immediate effect and until end of the March 2025. The magistrate has hereby directed all armed licenses of Upper Siang District to deposit their licensed firearms and air guns in the nearest police station on or before 30th of this month. The order has been issued after receiving a series of complaints from the locals. That's all of the news bulletin. Namaskar.